Well, welcome to the conversation. This is Andy Mason, and we're talking about the messy intersection between faith, family, and work. And I've got some good news and then a story in behind it to tell you today, and also a preview of something that's coming soon in the form of a new book that Janine and I are putting together. So, but here's the good news. Last week, we're talking the end of November 2019, we finally refinanced a loan on our house from the seller financing it at 6.75% down to a conventional loan with a bank for 3.75% over 30 years. It's going to save us $1,000 per month. It's setting up another step in ownership of land in this land that God spoke to us about 10 years ago. And it's this whole message that everything that he said is proving true. If you've been aware of any part of our story, it's been this crazy year in terms of challenges and difficulties and physical challenges, fire, Snowmageddon, and in the middle of it, we had this word, advance in darkness, advance in contradiction, advance in mess, and advance in rest. And on one side, it's been the most beautiful year in seeing what God has done as a result. On the other side, it's been crazily painful and difficult. And the one thing that has sustained me on a daily basis is my friendship with God. So if I go way back, I'm 46 years old now. When I was 7 years old, I was a part of an after-school kids program, and I was talking to my mum last night to verify this. One afternoon, the instructor talked through whatever they were doing at this after-school Bible program and invited any of these kids that wanted to give their lives to Jesus, to make him the Lord of their life. And nobody responds, not a single person. And so they were kind of disappointed with what they were doing. And I went home, and my mother tells me that evening I called her into my bedroom and said, "Hey, Mum, I've been thinking about what we were talking about at that after-school kids program, and I want to do the thing." And my mum just completely forgot it. What thing? "I want to do the thing with Jesus." And so sure enough, she gets with the program and leads me through this real simple prayer, which was saying, "Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life. I want you to lead me in everything. I recognize that my goodness and my attempts mean nothing, but it's only what Jesus did, paid the full price for me to restore fullness of relationship, fullness of connection, and lead me into the way of life." So that was 39 years ago. And I can tell you today, I am so grateful for his walk with me, instruction. It has not always been easy, but literally escapes from death, escapes from drowning, financial stupid decisions that I've made that have turned for good, can over and over again, leading me on what job, what career, what training to do, the connections that have taken place, the provision and relationships has been just mind-blowing. How he saved my marriage because I've listened to his voice and adjusted. Step by step, he has led and guided. And I just, you know, if you're not thinking, if you don't walk with him yourself, it is the best decision, not only for this life, but for the life to come, is to choose to make Jesus your Lord and Savior. So I encourage you to do that. Ask us, contact me if you want to know more. But man, I am so grateful for that walk. So jump back to the current story. We refinanced a house last week. It's been a marvelous story of how this is unfolding and that he is proving faithful. And I told you about the start of this year being a word that we heard from God about move forward, advance in darkness, advance in contradiction, advance in mess, and advance in rest. And then everything went to chaos. And one of the ways that I sustain my life, I keep an anchor, I keep firm foundations, I stay sane, I keep hope filled in crazy times, is I journal. Every morning I will read, and this year it's actually been reading the chronological Bible, the Bible in chronological form. It's on YouVersion. Anybody can find it. It's free. It's on an app. And I just follow that along every day. I read it. It gives you some things to read. And then ask this question, so what are you hearing for you today? Now, I do that on that app and also in a journal separately. And I'll write down what's the scripture that stands out. What's my observation about this scripture? What does it say about itself? What's the application to my life? And then I'll pray together. And I've done that for years. And I look back and I'm amazed at what I wrote. As in, gee, did I write that? That's profound. And the application of what that means to my daily walk is the thing that sustains me and keeps me hope-filled. Whether I'm walking through relationship challenges, financial challenges, health challenges, whatever it is, everyone's walking through something crazy. What do you do that sustains you in that? For me, it's my walk with God, my connection with Him, and daily hearing His voice as it pertains to what I'll do on that individual day. So my wife and I were talking about this and realizing, oh my gosh, I've got years of this. And through some times where it's been really crazy, that was the anchor. So what we've done is we've taken 30 of those journal entries, so from 30 individual days, we've combined them together, we've written them out. So here's the story component of what we're walking through. Here's what God spoke. Here's what it means, and here's a prayer going deeper and a today's action. And we've put that, and in the process of putting that into a book, a devotional book, a story book, and it's called something like Finding Hope in Crazy Times, Daily Stories of Hearing God. And it's going to be launched February 2020. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you through right now one of those entries and what it's going to look like. And if you love it and you want to jump on our mailing list to be the first to hear about it and get a copy, then jump on to andyandjanine.com, scroll down and just put your email into our join our newsletter is what it says. But here we go. This one is titled You Will Not Be Ashamed, and I'm going to read it to you now. Today I want to quit everything, I wrote in my journal. I was surrounded by pain and conflict on multiple fronts, and to make it worse, my wife was also pressuring me. We had loaned money to a friend, and I didn't want to follow through on talking to them about the overdue payment. It was affecting our finances, and my wife was frustrated with my avoidance of the difficult conversation. As she shared her feelings with me, I felt attacked and alone. The discussion left me feeling overwhelmed, vulnerable, and tired. Why do these discussions always seem to take place late at night? I had so many prophetic words of God's promise to bring financial provision now, but the promises weren't showing up in our bank account. We needed a serious injection of cash or we would lose the house we had a rent to buy agreement on, plus our $80,000 non-refundable deposit, plus the 9 months of sweat and toil and survival through a wildfire that ravaged all around our property. It was crunch time. My daily reading that day was another scripture saying that God was going to provide, but I needed something more. Was God really going to do what He said He would do? I had always seen Him be faithful, but this situation was desperate and we needed Him to come through now. A few days later, I was traveling from America to Australia for a friend's memorial service. This was part of the pain. God, have I missed something? Have I stepped out ahead of You? I feel like I'm leading people to believe for the impossible, yet the hurt and pain leaves me feeling disappointed and embarrassed and ashamed. What am I missing? I arrived in Australia and had nothing to do but wait for the memorial service. I decided to go back through my journal and reread what God had said. I was still confused. God, what do You want to say? I paused. Then I heard a series of questions I have learned is the voice of God. What day did you leave America? Sunday, March the 31st, I replied. What day did you arrive in Australia? Tuesday, April the 2nd, I replied, adding, as if I needed to explain myself to God, we crossed the international date line, so I missed a day. What day did you miss? April the 1st. It started to sink in. Yes, there was no April Fool's Day for you. You won't be embarrassed or ashamed. I am not leading you out to leave you alone. I will fulfill all that I promised to you. I just wept. Relief, comfort, perspective, revelation that God is with me in this and even orchestrated the timing to demonstrate that he doesn't make a fool of me. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around according to all he had shown to their fathers, and not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Joshua 21:43-45. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations, and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth and not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. Isaiah 54:2-4. In the gap between the promise and the fulfillment of the promise, there is always the choice to give up. As you wait for the promise to be fulfilled, you get to choose what you believe and what you would do in response to that belief. We could have tucked our tails between our legs and run for cover. We could have walked away from God and all that he'd said and found our own plan B. Instead, we made the decision again and again not to give up. What God wanted from me in that season was to wait patiently and stand courageously, to trust him. In Isaiah 54, God basically tells a barren woman, "Hey you, get a bigger house because I'm going to give you killed children." There is a response required from us when we believe that he is going to do what he said. In the above passage, it was specific. Build a bigger house. Our fear is that we take the risk and step out only to be embarrassed or ashamed when what we believe for doesn't happen. But God is not in the business of bringing us shame. He is still in the business of fulfilling his word. For us, that meant the finances we needed for the next step in buying our promised house. It came through 3 scary months later. We're still on the journey. We're still needing to stand courageously and wait patiently, but we know that he will not leave us embarrassed or ashamed. He will not let you be embarrassed or ashamed. Prayer. Lord, thank you that you're with me and you know every detail of my life. Thank you that there are no April Fools with you. Lord, I put my trust in you to fulfill every promise that you have made to me. Help me to wait patiently and with great courage. Thank you that you are faithful to me and will not put me to shame. Show me how I can prepare for the promise that is to come. Questions for going deeper. Where have you grown weary in waiting for the promise to be fulfilled? Have you given up hope or reduced your expectation? What did God promise you? Remind him of his promise to you. Father, you said, fill in the blanks. What do you need to do to let go of the fear of being put to shame? And how can you reposition yourself to get ready for that promise? Today's action. What is Holy Spirit asking you to do today to prepare for his promise he gave you? So that's one chapter from the upcoming book, Finding Hope in Crazy Times, Daily Stories of Hearing God. It's the story, it's the scripture that I'd written in my journal through our own crazy times. The application for you personally, some questions to go deeper, prayer to connect you with God, and a practical question to turn it to an action step for today. I encourage you, if this has been of help to you, you'd want to jump on, grab a copy of that as soon as it comes out, then join our mailing list and just simply go to andyangeline.com scroll down and you'll find a sign-up place for our newsletter. Thanks for joining us and have a wonderful week.